Sai Ram. Loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet and Sai Ram to all the distinguished members of this august family. The story of Radio Sai is the story of the power of one. And the one that Radio Sai is born from is no ordinary one. It is the one without a second. It is the one that the wise refer to by many names. And it is the one that, when added to a string of zeros, adds values to them. It was this singular force that masterminded the entire Radio Sai project as quietly and as subtly as with all things that bear the sacred name of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Sometime in the year 2001, Dr. Michael Nobel from the World Space Digital Radio Network visited Bhagwan's super speciality hospital in Bangalore. What he saw there left him in awe. He wanted to know more about the force and the source behind this generosity. In September 2001, the World Space team visited Prashanthi Nilayam. Bhagwan granted them an audience, and needless to say, they were smitten by the universality of his message and its relevance to all humanity. They saw an urgent need to beam this message across the entire globe. Soon, Bhagwan called an unsuspecting Professor G. Venkatraman and began to discuss the World Space brochure with him. The professor had already superannuated from the Sai University. In his own words, he knew a thing or two about space and about the world, but absolutely nothing about world space. Shortly thereafter, Professor Venkatraman was invited to the Shanti Bhavan to meet with the World Space team. This was the first time in his life that he saw a digital radio. Over the next few weeks, despite no knowledge of digital radio, no studio, no staff, no equipment or content, Professor Venkatraman and a very small team of Sai students worked breathlessly to meet a very important deadline for the formal inauguration of what was to become a digital lifeline between millions of seekers around the planet and Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Through the hectic weeks, Bhagwan personally supervised every detail. He even selected the person who was to make the first opening announcement. Bhagwan was very particular that the voice, diction, the accent, and the pronunciation must be world-class. This pleasant task was assigned to Professor Shiv Pandit of the Sai University. Bhagwan continued to handhold the small Radio Sai team through every step leading to the big day. And what would a radio station be without a signature tune? For this, Brother C.G. Sai Prakash was summoned and without any prior notice commanded to play a suitable signature tune for the soon-to-be-inaugurated radio station. A very nervous Sai Prakash played Prema Mudita Manase Kaho on his keyboard. Bhagwan seemed to sleep over the idea, and the next morning he told Professor Venkatraman that the song Prema Mudita Manase Kaho has a lot of repetition of the chanting Ram 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 and hence may not be suitable for a wider listenership of diverse faiths. With his divine vision, Bhagwan was peering into the future at the millions in all parts of the universe who would come to rely on Radio Sai for spiritual sustenance. He wanted something more ecumenical or sarvadharma. Finally, Bhagwan selected the tune Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi as the anthem of Radio Sai. And since that day and for centuries to come, it has and will remain so. A flurry of events followed in quick succession, each bit propelled by the magic of Sai Grace. Soon the landmark day arrived, November 23rd, 2001. And what would a historic moment be without a little bit of drama? When the Lord graciously pressed the button to light up the Radio Sai sign, there was a lag. A very long lag of several seconds that felt like eternity before the program came on. Needless to say, Professor Venkatraman's heart skipped a few beats, and during those anxious moments, and when the signature tune finally came on air, the entire Kulwant Hall burst into a thunderous applause, and the smile on Bhagwan's face was worth every bit of the struggle till then. Let us now revisit and relive some of those moments.
Dear sisters and brothers, the 23rd of November is for all of us a red letter day. But today, the 23rd of November of the year 2001 is doubly special, because starting from this day, the loving message of Bhagwan will be broadcast continuously by digital radio throughout the world, round the clock, every day, 7 days a week, and 12 months of the year. This radio channel is being named Radio Sai Global Harmony. This is being done with Bhagwan's permission. Dr. Michael Nobel, he is a member of the board of directors of World Space Corporation, and Dr. Michael is now with us. Welcome to you, Dr. Michael.
I came into contact with Sai Baba in September when I visited the specialty hospital in Whitefield. Now, I was frankly amazed, because in my experience, and I have 10 years in hospitals, there are two kinds of clinics in the world today. On one hand, you have the clinic where you have months of waiting. It is free for all, but it's months of waiting, often offering substandard service. And on the other hand, you have well-equipped hospitals providing excellent but expensive service to the selected few. Here, instead, I found a miracle. A combination of world-class state-of-the-art institute providing absolutely free service to all. I also found, to my amazement, that this was the work of one man, the Sai Baba. I said, I really have to see the man. I want to meet him and to hear his message for peace. And I found again that it was wonderfully generous and wonderfully simple. It can be understood by everyone on earth. Love all, serve all. There is only one race or one caste, humanity. There is only one religion of love. There's only one language of the heart. There's only one omnipresent God. And there's only one law, the Dharma. This is a beautiful message, and it has to be brought to the world at large. Now, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine the effects of such a message in a channel reaching 1 billion listeners around the world? This is challenging, I admit, but it's awesome and inspiring to all of us. We together could change the world.
Bhagwan then graciously inaugurated the broadcast service of Radio Sai Global Harmony by pressing a button.
Sai Ram, with humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, Radio Sai Global Harmony greets all listeners. On this holy and auspicious day, we are privileged to broadcast Swami's divine message to all of humanity. We begin this inaugural broadcast with a song welcoming Bhagwan Baba for the birthday celebrations. The song was recorded by the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Shanti Nilayam.
Prema Kuru Pai Nilachina Sai Ki Swagatam Suswagatam. Prema Kuru Pai Nilachina Sai Ki Swagatam Suswagatam. Jagamula Nele Sadguru Sai Ki Swagatam Suswagatam. ప్రకృతి పృథివీ పులకింత మమత సమతలు వెలుగొంద మా ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం.
Sai Ram, from the outset, Bhagwan continued to shower his personal attention on every detail related to Radio Sai. Exactly a year later, in August of 2002, Bhagwan inaugurated the state-of-the-art Prashanti Digital Studios. Since that day, thousands of hours of high-quality programs have been produced at Radio Sai's Prashanti Digital Studios. Currently, Swami's message is engulfing the globe through six streams, namely Asia stream, Ameri stream, Afri stream, Telugu stream, Bhajan stream, and most importantly, the Divine Discourse stream. All six streams run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 10 years later, as we step back, we look at this incredible journey with amazement and deep gratitude. Our experience has taught us that Bhagwan not only is the origin, inspiration, and guide of Radio Sai, he is the executive producer and the director of every single sound bite that Radio Sai produces. He is our sole inspiration, as all our materials are sourced from his divine wisdom. Bhagwan is our guide and director, as he is personally to this date guiding us with clarity on how to proceed one step at a time. And most interestingly, if an organization is to be judged by its human resources, might I add that at Radio Sai, from the time Bhagwan inducted Professor Venkatraman till date, every member of the team has been recruited by the Lord himself. And the appointment process continues to occur even today in all states of consciousness, be it waking, dream, or prayer. In the presentations that will follow, we hope to bring you glimpses of this fact. Today, as Radio Sai stands on the new threshold, we recognize the fact that Bhagwan's divine message is urgently needed to provide nourishment for humanity's spiritual hunger. Taking a long-term view of our goals and objectives, we see a strong need to augment that message with suitable visuals related to Bhagwan. The strength of this formula was evident in the enormous global success of our video serial, The Message of the Lord, at the time of the 85th birthday. In all Radio Sai efforts, be it audio, audiovisual, or print, Bhagwan remains at the center of each initiative. This one-pointed focus has generated more than a passing interest in his teachings. Today, Swami's message is the Bhagavad Gita version 2.0, as needed for the Kali age. Be it the small Radio Sai team at Prashanti Nilayam, or our committed volunteers all over the world, each member plays a unique role, but all are strung together by the current that unites us, the current of Bhagwan's love. In this master plan, not only do the listeners benefit, but so do all the stakeholders. Incredible as this journey may seem, it really is not, if you keep in perspective the origin, from the one without the second, the one whose glory the world is devouring with an increasing appetite through Radio Sai Global Harmony. Since that historic day in 2001, Radio Sai has millions of listeners and website hits and a vibrant feedback channel. The power of one continues to be at play at Radio Sai. The rest, as they say, is history. Sai Ram, and please enjoy the rest of the presentation.
Sai Ram, it was way back in 2001, one of those pleasant August days. Swami had just finished his morning darshan, and as Swami went into the interview room, we were seated in the bhajan hall. And after a few minutes, Swami came out from the interview room, came into the bhajan hall, picked up a couple of us, took us into the interview room. And as we entered the interview room, we saw a few elders seated there. We didn't think much of that, but we ran to Swami's feet, sat close to his feet, and looking at him. And suddenly Swami looked at Professor Venkatraman, who was seated there in the interview room, and told him, ask them questions. Prashna ladugu. Oh God, this was a job interview. And only at that time we realized that this was a job interview. We were looking at Swami, and Swami was looking at us, and Professor Venkatraman was looking at us. And he asked one of my colleague, Prakash Bharatkar, who was with me. He explained very lovingly that he wanted to start a database of Swami's discourses. And so he asked, I want boys who have computer knowledge. What do you know about computers? And Swami was very hopefully looking at Prakash Bharatkar. And with a smile and with a lot of humility, he said, Swami, I have done my master's in mathematics. I know C, I know C++, I know computer languages, etc., etc. Swami was very proud, Professor Venkatraman was very proud, and the Vice Chancellor and the Registrar there, they were proud as well. And then came my turn. Swami looked at me and said, Nee kem telsura, what do you know about computers? I was totally taken aback because I said, Swami, I have done my master's in biosciences and I know absolutely nothing about computers. And I was a bit let down, and I was looking at Swami imploringly, and with a lot of love and with a lot of compassion, Swami looked at me and said, hey, come here, Dagarra. So I went close to him and he said, how did you learn this harmonium? How did you learn this sitar? Who taught you? In the same way, you will learn this job as well. Take namaskar. And he told me to take namaskar, and he put his hand on my head. And it's a big story how a person who knew absolutely nothing of what a computer is, he didn't know the ABCD of a computer, started doing video editing. 7 years later, about in 2007, we were showing Swami a small documentary we had edited. And at the end of the documentary, some of the elders again pleaded, Swami, these boys are doing good job, but they need more hands. And they said, Swami, this boy has done his master's in biosciences, and there are a lot of students waiting. They have done their master's in other subjects as well. You can appoint them, they will learn the job on the hand and do your work. But then Swami was silent for a while, and he looked up at the ceiling for a while, and then he said, Kadu. This is not a job which everybody can do. He said, idi andar chese pani kaadu idi. And as Karuna sister just told, Swami is the perfect HR manager. He bypassed all bureaucracy and he looked at me and he said, nu chudura, you see. He said, you are the one at the ground level. You see, you pick the boys. Paniki evaru anukoolanga unnaro. Students who you think are fit for the work. You pick them and give their names, I will give them to you. And Swami did keep up his word.
Sai Ram, offering my humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. It is with great gratitude that I stand here today. And as Swami instructed Brother Sai Prakash, he came to the hostel, and after his research, he asked Dhananjay and myself, Arvind, to whether we were ready to join the studio. We were very excited, and I was personally thrilled, because months before, Swami made a statement that was very prophetic. I still to this day do not understand the complete meaning of that statement. But in front of all my classmates, Swami out of the blue came and said, this boy, he was born in Puttaparthi. I was surprised. And then Swami said, he has studied in Puttaparthi, he has grown in Puttaparthi. And then I was overwhelmed with emotion. And I said, Swami, he will also stay in Puttaparthi. And then Swami said, yes, you will stay in Puttaparthi. And he blessed. And on March 31st, the day our exams got complete, Dhananjay and myself found ourselves in front of Swami, telling, Swami, we have finished our education. We want to work for you. Swami kept up the promise that he had given me, that he had given Sai Prakash. He looked at the Vice Chancellor and said, these two boys, you give them a job. He had no idea what job it was. We had no idea what job it was. But then The vice chancellor called us to the office and said, Swami has told me to give you jobs. Where would you like to work? He has asked me to ask you. We said, Swami, wherever Swami is happy to keep us, we are ready to work there. And then the next day, I remember a most memorable day when we were sitting in the bhajan hall. Swami came and we said, Swami, we spoke to the vice chancellor. Swami smiled and said, I too spoke to the vice chancellor. And then he said, take namaskar, go and join the studios. He said, make Swami happy by making Venkatraman happy. That was a command he gave us and we took namaskar. And in our excitement we said, Swami, we shall go and join tomorrow. Swami said, Bangaru, now it's your summer vacation. Go home, enjoy your vacation. June 1st, I shall give you the job. And he kept up his promise. And as Karuna Didi mentioned, that promise continues even to this day. As recently as 2012, Dhananjay, who joined in 2007, he felt that another student, Anirudh, he would be perfect to join Radio Sai. And so he called him, spoke to him, and Anirudh was also eager to join Radio Sai. Dhananjay was eager that he should join because he would be a perfect complement. But then Anirudh had his doubts because he wanted to pursue his M.Tech too. Should I go and pursue M.Tech or should I join Radio Sai? That was the doubt. That is when Dhananjay went to Swami, prayed at his picture. He said, Swami, I find that this boy is perfect and I have offered everything to you. I have done my best. I leave the rest to you. That very night, Swami came in Anirudh's dream. He told him, child, you have a desire to join Radio Sai. I bless you. Go and join Radio Sai. And today, he sits here as part of the Radio Sai team. Swami is the HR manager, the recruiting manager for Radio Sai.
The 19th of February 2009 shall remain etched in my heart forever. For it was on this day that Swami had blessed me and guided me to choose my career ahead. I was always longing to stay back here and serve at His lotus feet. But then, in what capacity? I was never so good at academics to pursue my research here, nor to teach in His institution. Nor did I have any finance and accounts background to manage the accounts of the trust here. I thought I would best fit in the video editing and handling the camera. So I decided I would pen down my thoughts and feelings and express it in the form of a letter when I get a chance to interact with Swami. So it was on that day, 19th of February, I had my chance to offer a rose to Swami. As Aarti began, Swami looked at me as I was walking towards Him. He seemed to be more interested in the letter than in the rose that I was offering to Him. He pulled out the letter from my pocket and he read the last lines first. Yours loving child, Vinod, 2nd MSc Biosciences. MSc aipo achinda? He asked. Are you completing your MSc? I said, Haan Swami, within 2 more months, I shall pass out from the portals of this university. Kindly guide me as to what should I do in future. He seemed to be tapping on the letter. I understood it as the beat that he was putting for the aarti. He looked at me looking into his eyes and then he said, Ikkada chudu, look here. And then I had mentioned in the letter, Dear Lord, if given a chance, I would serve in the Radio Sai studios at your feet. And then Swami said, Join here. Then I told Swami, Swami, you should take care. Anta nen chusukuntanu. Then Swami seemed to point his finger on the right direction near the steps. I didn't understand it then. But later, I got to know that that was the position which he was referring to from where I shoot the programs in Mandir. Thank you, Swami, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to serve you at Lord's feet.
Om Shri Sairam. I am Arvind Sai, Team Radio Sai. Swami blessed me with lifetime's opportunity to be a student in his university. During the student days, He has given innumerable opportunities, interactions and blessings. And He has given all the talent which I could offer back to Him. And those interactions and blessings inspired me to stay for Swami and serve Him throughout my life. And Swami also responded often by asking me, ikkade untava? Then I used to tell Swami in affirmative, Swami, I'll stay here. All the things seemed to be fine. Because when I asked, I wish for something, even God wished for the same thing. Until a day, a fateful day, 24th April 2011, I was shattered with the physical departation of our Lord. My present and my future seemed to be shattered. Memories play a very strange role in our lives. What an irony it was. All the memories, interactions and incidences which planted a seed in me to stay for Swami and serve for Him throughout my life. The same memories, interactions and incidences prompted me to leave this place. And I felt this is the last place I want to be in. It was in the year 2011, June 15th. Exactly 2 years ago from this date, that is on 2009, June 15th, Swami had granted me and two of my classmates a very long interview, which lasted more than 1.5 hours. Just remembering those moments, I kept on sobbing throughout the night. And that day night, Swami came in my dream. It was quite a similar situation. I was sitting in the first line, singing the bhajan, Govind Bolo, Gopal Bolo. And when the last line came, Prem Se Bolo, Bhav Se Bolo, Swami came towards me and asked me one question in a very familiar way, which He used to ask here, sitting here. He asked me, are you going to stay here? Now, the pain which I was going through, I know it is created by the mind. Heart of hearts, I want to be in this sacred land and serve Swami. And when Swami asked this question in the dream, I said in affirmative, Swami, yes, I will stay here. Yes, I decided to stay here and I wanted to work for Swami and I joined in Radio Sai because Radio Sai is the thing which is very closest living with Swami. For every day I hear Swami, I see Swami, I read Swami, I write Swami and ever think of Swami. And I know, heart of hearts, that every decision in my life is taken by Swami. And today, without any regrets, I can say that Radio Sai is verily living with Swami. Thank you.
Om Sai Ram. I am Raghu and today I want to take this opportunity to convey my heartfelt gratitude to Swami, who has given me the strength and courage to work for Radio Sai, in spite of my disability. It was November 8, 2005, almost 6.5 years ago, that I had a tragic fall, and this led to a spinal cord injury, quadriplegia as it is called, as a result of which I was paralyzed below my chest, and I couldn't do anything. I was hospitalized and rehabilitated for almost 1.5 years. And it was at this time that Ravi Kumar sir, who is the present warden of Vrindavan campus of Bhagwan's University, gifted me with a Radio Sai set. And through him I came to know about Radio Sai and I started listening to Radio Sai. Wow, it was a welcoming thing for me to listen to Radio Sai as it inspired me a lot. And also gave me a hope in my life that yes, someday, some way, I can also contribute to Swami's mission by maybe through working in Radio Sai. Well, my limbs have become useless after that tragic fall, and maybe in the outside world, I may not be accepted in any professional career, but Swami doesn't see the limbs. He sees the heart. And through His love and grace and through the instrument, Professor Venkatraman sir, I have been employed in Radio Sai. But Swami has always encouraged me on many occasions by blessing me through Vibhuti packets and also by talking to me. Talking about Swami's blessings, my memory goes back 4 years ago on the alumni meet on December 31st, 2008. On that day, Swami asked about my health, and when I said, Swami, that I have got a spinal cord injury and I am not able to walk, Swami said, don't worry, and he materialized a golden beautiful ring and he gently slipped it onto my finger. I was very happy. But what came next was even more thrilling, and it just kept me spellbound. I prayed Swami for granting me Pad Namaskar, and Swami graciously agreed. And as I was bending forward to take Pad Namaskar, as much as I could, Swami saw, and he didn't want me to bend forward. Instead, he lifted his feet one by one and patiently waited for me to take Pad Namaskar to my heart's content and satisfaction. Wow, what I can say of Swami's love. Swami, today if I am able to still work in Radio Sahai and live a life of happiness and joy, it is because of you, Swami. Today if I am still able to speak to this august gathering with a sense of fulfillment in my heart, it is because of you, Swami. Today if I am still able to keep a smile on my face and a hope in my heart, despite of my physical handicap, it is because of you, Swami. Today, if I am still able to get up every morning and celebrate the day that you have gifted me with, it is because of you, Swami. Swami, I know that there are many who are facing these difficulties, but you have given me a life far fulfilling and meaningful by giving me a chance to be your instrument in your divine mission, by giving me a chance through working in Radio Sai Global Harmony. Thank you, Swami. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिली मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। अरे पूछो ना है कैसी साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। छोड़ा है कैसी साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ।
साईराम, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। भगवान इज आवर बेस्ट फ्रेंड, इज आवर ट्रूएस्ट फ्रेंड। बाय हिज ग्रेस टुडे वी हैव रेडियो साई लिसनर्स स्प्रेड ऑल ओवर द ग्लोब, बट फॉर अस द मोस्ट हार्टनिंग थिंग इज दिस, आवर बिलवड भगवान इज एविड लिसनर ऑफ रेडियो साई। एंड एज आई से दिस, so many memories flood my mind. Let me narrate to you just two. This happened about 2 years ago. One day, Bhagwan was listening to a conversation on the radio side. It was in Kannada with Mr. Gangadhar Shetty. Mr. Gangadhar Shetty is a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan. His family have been coming to Swami since the 40s and 50s. At that time, this distinguished devotee was actually in the hospital. Bhagwan, after listening to his voice on the radio, he immediately summoned Brother Satyaji and said, take this vibhuti and give this message to Gangadhar Shetty Garu. Tell him, I heard his voice on Radio Sai. Ask him to partake this vibhuti and tell him that he will soon be well. And dear brothers and sisters, the vibhuti was passed on to him in the hospital, and very soon he recovered, and now he is in Bangalore, he is in his 90s, but he is hale, happy and healthy. The other instance, again, Bhagwan was listening to a program on Radio Sai. It was a session of spiritual question and answers, and the topic for discussion was, can atheists attain self-realization? As the speakers were discussing this, Brother Satyajit wanted to know what were Bhagwan's views. So he asked, Swami, nastikulaku atma sakshatkaram dorukutunda Swami? And Swami's reply was,
తప్పగా దొరుకుతుంది. దేహాభిమానం త్యజిస్తే ఎవరికైనా ఆత్మ సాక్షాత్కారం తప్పగా దొరుకుతుంది. విచ్ మీన్స్ డెఫినెట్లీ ఎనీ వన్ కెన్ అటైన్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ ఇఫ్ హీ కెన్ గివ్ అప్ బాడీ అటాచ్మెంట్. వెన్ వీ హర్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ వీ వర్ సో థ్రిల్ వీ న్యూ దట్ దర్ ఈస్ అ రేడియో సెట్ ఇన్ భగవాన్స్ రెసిడెన్స్ ఇన్ ప్రశాంత్ నిలయం యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ఇన్ త్రై బృందావన్. బట్ వెన్ ఎవర్ సచ్ స్టోరీస్ కేమ్ టు అస్ దే సింప్లీ థ్రిల్డ్ ఎవ్రీ కోర్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బీయింగ్. అండ్ సచ్ స్టోరీస్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ, హౌ మెనీ టు నరేట్ హియర్. యు రికాల్ అనదర్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ సాయి ప్రకాష్ బ్రదర్?
థ్యాంక్ యూ బిషు ఫర్ దస్ టూ లవ్లీ ఇన్సిడెంట్స్. These are incidents where Swami has been listening to Radio Sai. Thousands of people listen to Radio Sai all over the world, and it is on 24/7 in many houses. But here is a unique story. This is the story of Sai Shravanam from Chennai. He is the son of Mr. Ramani, who is the ex-state president of the Tamil Nadu Sai organization. Shravanam's mother was diagnosed with a terminal sickness, and there was absolute chaos and tension at home. Everybody at home were praying to Swami. There was Namasmarana, bhajan going on. And on one of those days, when she had repeated seizures, they were absolutely lost and were praying to Swami. Right at that time, a phone call comes from Puttaparthi with a message. Please pay attention to this. A phone call comes from Puttaparthi, and Swami had conveyed a message to be told to Shravanam and his family members. Swami told them, put the speaker of Radio Sai next to her ears. I will speak to her through Radio Sai.
As we go on listening, there is no end to the experiences that Swami has given to all of us, not only the listeners, but also all of us working at Radio Sai. There is a e-journal that Radio Sai publishes. It's called Heart to Heart. In Heart to Heart, we always put some inspiring stories that happen in our hospital at Prashanthi Nilayam, and many cover stories such as story on Mother Ishwaramma, etc. One such story of healing touch was published, that is of Shri Pradeep Kumar from Orissa. He had a congenital heart disease and was diagnosed to undergo an operation within 1 week. He just joined MBBS course in Orissa, and he was shattered to know this because theirs was a family of farmers. He is the only one who strived and struggled to make it there after repeated attempts in MBBS examination. He didn't have any choice. At that difficult time, Swami showed the way and led him to another person who has gone a pacemaker implantation at our hospital in Prashanthi Nilayam. As he knew about this hospital, he just came here, and nevertheless, needless to say that he just got the operation done, and he was so happy because here fees are not charged. That is the least. The most important thing is the love and care that the nurses and the doctors show. While he was here, doctors, knowing that he's doing MBBS, gave him their textbooks to read up and to continue his medical studies. He went back happy. The story doesn't end here. The Radio Sai team inquisite to capture these moments of joy, of health, of happiness had gone to the hospital and asked Pradeep, so what are your views and what are your feelings about this whole episode? And he narrated the joy. And this was published in Heart to Heart. This was read all over the world, but there was one heart which responded. A devotee from Australia read this incident, and he came to know about the difficulties that this family is facing in educating this boy and realizing his dream of completing MBBS. And his dream was to complete MBBS doing neurosurgery, and then he wanted to join Bhagwan's Institute and perform surgeries here and give life to many like him. And needless to say, today that Australian devotee has taken all the details on one of the occasions when he came here, on Bhagwan's birthday to be precise. He took all the details, and we spoke to Pradeep, and he said all the help is being given to him. Swami, we are so thankful to you for using us using us as small instrument to connect hearts across the globe. And then heart to heart was really close to Swami's heart. There were many issues. Though it is an e-journal, we used to make a hard copy and send it to Swami. And we came to know later that Swami went through each word, whether we went through or not. Thank you so much, Swami, for the encouragement, love, guidance, and we really pray to you that please use us as your instruments and let us spread your message of love and peace across the globe.
Speaking of connecting heart to heart, Swami also lit up hearts, the Prema Jyoti. The Prema Jyoti was an exhibition that was inspired divinely by Swami. And all of us at the studio, right from Professor G. Venkatraman to every person working there, started working on this exhibition. This was to be an exhibition depicting the life, the message of Bhagwan through more than 200 panels. And we thought it would be a great surprise gift for Swami to be offered during the Guru Purnima. But then, the Lord's master plan is something that only He knows. As we were planning and as the Prema Jyoti exhibition was taking shape, we came across a big obstacle. During the same time, the International World Youth Conference had been scheduled and the venue was the same, Purnachandra Auditorium. We felt that there is no other place in Prashanthi Nilayam where such a big exhibition could be put. Ultimately, it was told that if you want to put up this exhibition, you can put it up for 3 days. And once the World Conference begins, you have to wind it up. It was almost in despair that we invited Swami to have a look at the first few panels of the exhibition. I still remember the date. It was July the 13th, a Friday. Dear brothers and sisters, Friday the 13th is considered as the unluckiest day in the history of mankind. But not when Swami is there. When His Anugraha is there, what can the Navagraha do? Swami came and saw the first few panels of the Prema Jyoti exhibition on Friday the 13th. And He said, this exhibition must be seen by all the youth who come for the youth conference. And then it was asked, Swami, but Purnachandra Auditorium is where the youth conference will be held. Swami said, hold the youth conference in the Sai Kulwant Hall itself and let the exhibition be here. Swami touched the exhibition. He said, I am so proud. I never thought that my children will do this. And with Swami's touch, the exhibition was in Prashanthi Nilayam for full 11 days. And it is with great joy and gratitude that I say, it even toured all over India for a period of 1 year.
So that was the Prema Jyoti exhibition, the Prema Jyoti miracle. Let me narrate to you the world-based miracle. When Radio Sai came on air in 2001, there were over 30 channels on World Space. But Radio Sai was the only one of the very few free channels offered on World Space. In December 2009, suddenly, the operations of World Space closed and all the channels stopped their operations. But Radio Sai continued to be alive. And even today, Radio Sai is on air on World Space receivers. It is a mystery how this is happening even today. People who bought World Space sets to listen to English music, Hindi music or pop music, today, by Bhagwan's divine design, listen to the voice of the avatar. That Radio Sai still is alive today on World Space Set is a miracle. It is a mystery. And we pray to Bhagwan that this blessing continues forever.
It is a mystery for the entire world, but for us, it is not a mystery.
Call it mystery or a miracle, Swami always achieved the impossible. Not for Him, impossible not for Him, but for us human beings. We think many things are impossible for us, many things that we cannot achieve. But Swami, through His touch makes the impossible possible. He makes us do things which we really cannot achieve. Be it learning music or singing in the mandir, be it playing the sitar, or be it playing the harmonium or the flute. We all are amateurs. Many a time Swami has told us that there are people waiting to perform. Great musicians are waiting to perform in His presence. But Swami so graciously gives His boys a chance to perform. And He gives a chance not that we are great, but just to kindle that inspiration and that to show you can do anything. In this way, Swami inspired one person in our studio, that is Dhananjay. Dhananjay is sound engineer with Radio Sai. He didn't go through any professional course for learning sound engineering. Whatever he has learned in Prashanti Nilayam. And once a time came when we wanted to put together soulful music and make a beautiful bhajan album for presenting to Swami. And we recorded the songs, we recorded the music with whatever equipment Swami gave us and with whatever knowledge Swami has given us. Dhananjay mastered it because next day we were praying to Swami that he should listen to this album at his residence. And Dhananjay mastered with whatever knowledge he had and he slept. And at night, Swami came into his dream and he said, "Hey Dunnapota, ente padukuntuno?" Swami said, "Hey buffalo, what are you sleeping? Get up." And in dream, Swami showed him 9 plugins. They are called SSL plugins. 9 plugins which he ought to have put, which will make the album more beautiful. He never knew about these plugins at all. He has never seen them in that software because he was novice to that. Then he just got up, went to the studio in the middle of the night, and whatever he remembered, he employed all those plugins, and then again he came and slept. Then again Swami came into dream. He said, "I said 9, but only 7 you have done. Other 2 who will do? Get up." Then again he went to the studio, he put those 2 plugins also, remastered the whole album, and next day when we presented it to Swami, Swami smiling, only Dhananjay could understand it, that Swami smiled and said, "I will listen to it later. Tarvata adi vintanu, ippudu manandaram maatladukundam ra." That was a beautiful 1.5 hour session given to Radio Sai boys, and it will remain in our memories forever. And Swami, we thank you for every little knowledge that we have. It is yours and nothing is ours.
Swami has been part directly, indirectly, through visions, through dreams. There are stories galore. When Swami spontaneously announced that he would be going to Orissa and building homes for all those who lost homes in the floods, the tragedy, it was a surprise to everyone. But divine spontaneity is like that. At that time, we thought that being part of Radio Sai, we should document this magnificent project. Because sadly, dear brothers and sisters, most of the massive projects of Bhagwan have not been properly documented at all. Because Swami never cared. He never cared for publicity. He never cared for telling others. He said, "Every patient walking out of the hospital is a walking advertisement. We need not advertise. We need not tell anyone." But for our joy, we wanted to capture. And when we wanted to go to Orissa for that, Swami called the team that was going and lovingly blessed. He gave namaskar. And as the boys were leaving, Swami suddenly said something very strange. Swami said, "Go and come back without any injuries." This was a strange kind of blessing. But then, as the two of us were traveling through the dense forests in the East Godavari region, on the dark road, when the driver lost control of a speeding car at 100 km per hour, our car turned thrice on the road, and the only damage was a punctured front tire. Nobody even came to know of this accident till this day. And that is when we realized that Swami's words of warning are words of blessing, in fact. In fact, on that trip, after that day, everyone wanted to sit in our car because they said nothing can happen to these two boys because Swami has told them so. That was the Orissa trip. And then came another huge project inspired by Swami. Once again, Professor G. Venkatraman, he conceived this project of the Message of the Lord, a 30-episode video serial to be released for the birthday. There were just 3 months to go. And as he told us this project,
we came back, we were feeling really downcast. Because we wondered, will we be ever able to do this? 2 months time, 30 videos to be prepared. We thought the only way was just allow time to pass, a delay which will become a denial in the end. And that same evening, Swami calls the three of us involved in that project and says, what is your next project? And just like Mother Saraswati obeys the dictates of the Lord, we said, Swami, the next project is message of the Lord. And Swami asked, what is the message of the Lord about? And the next 10 minutes, in excitement, we told him everything. And Swami said, go ahead and do it. And as he left, we realized that what we thought we will never be able to do, we had given a promise to Swami that we will do. Really, brothers and sisters, none of us have an idea of how it came about. But 2 months later, starting from October 20th, every day a new episode was released, sheerly by Bhagwan's love and grace.
Apart, in addition to the message of the Lord, we sat together and thought, Swami, while the whole world is preparing to celebrate your grand 85th birthday, what is it that we can do for you? And Professor Venkatraman rightfully said, we should have special songs composed on Swami's life, his teachings and his message and his works. And having the entire video archive with us, we decided, let us add visuals to these songs. And so started this endeavor of composing songs, writing lyrics and trying to put visuals. We wanted to present what the whole concept to Swami, and initially it was in August 2010 when we came up with one of the themes, that is Swami as Veda Purusha. We composed a song, we put visuals, and with a lot of trepidation went to Swami and asked Swami, Swami, we have a small offering to make. Swami was so happy and moved, and he said, have it in my mandir. So right in the Yajur Mandir, we set up a screen and we sang the song and played the visuals. We all knew it was very amateurish, while the elders were still wondering whether this sort of a quality would be sufficient for the 85th birthday. Swami was very moved. He looked at some of us and he said, "Idi tappaga jarugutadi. This will definitely happen. You go ahead and make this preparation." And we were so moved, and brothers and sisters, you won't believe the amount of difficulties we had to go through, the amount of challenges we had to go through. But that one sentence of Bhagwan took us through till the end. And as Swami retired from the Yajur Mandir and went to the dining session, some of the elders were still wondering whether this program is on or not on. And Swami looked at them and asked, what will my boys wear on my birthday? Some of them suggested, Swami, there are wonderful kurtas which are ready-made, you can get them. He said, no, some of them are thin, some of them are fat. I will call a tailor, I will select the cloth. That's what he did. He selected a cloth, called the tailor, had our measurements taken, and got a special kurta stitched for his birthday.
And on the 85th birthday, the Prema Pravaham was sung. Brother Sai Prakash, you are wearing that very same kurta today. Dear brothers and sisters, as we say, Swami's is the master plan. We never knew what was coming. Who had an idea what was going to come after the 85th birthday? We were taken back to the Treta Yuga. Lord Rama, the war is over. He has been coronated as the king of Ayodhya. And as he sat on the throne, in all his glory and grandeur, his children were sitting and singing the Ramakatha, the song of Rama. And as Rama closed his eyes, he could see his whole life pass in front of his eyes. He smiled. He was happy. And a few months after that, the Rama avatar drew curtains. It was a similar kind of setting. We never realized what was the grandeur and the magnificence as Swami sat, the emperor of the universe, on a grand throne. His children were singing about his life. And he was watching his whole life pass in front of his eyes. We had been told that the program should not be more than 40 minutes for Swami can't sit. But Swami said, no, let the program get completed. And in a spontaneous gesture, no one realized that this would be a grand finale for the Sai avatar. In a spontaneous gesture, as the aarti was being sung, all the children assembled in the stadium lit up candles and diyas and did aarti to Bhagwan. Swami, you have given us chance, just as Lord Krishna gave a chance to the flute. You have given us opportunities to be part of your mission. What can we say, Swami? Foolishly we try to stand and speak here. Truly, the only way we can convey our gratitude is to just stand here and shed tears. For which other language can convey what we feel other than the language of the heart, the language of love? Swami, in memory of that beautiful day, we would like to present to you a song that was sung as part of the Prema Pravaham.
Oh, The horizon stretches way beyond what we see. And the line seen is not the border of its reach, rather a limit of our own perception. Bhagwan's glory too is such. It is defined by its indefinability. And Radio Sai is but one gleaming streak of his effulgence. But he is God Almighty after all, isn't he? How then can we be surprised by what he has achieved? And at times, it is difficult to be inspired to emulate the Lord. He is perfection. He is purity. How can I, a mere mortal, then emulate him? We are given to such thinking, even though our Lord reiterates over and over again that we too are divine. Swami sees our predicament. Maybe Swami pities our state of dwindling self-belief. Maybe that is why he plans amongst us few individuals who can inspire us to those heights God wishes we achieve. These individuals have energy like the Lord's, inexhaustible. These individuals have a focus like his own, undeterred. And these men and women reflect the commitment that the divinity bears. This edifice of Radio Sai 2 is built around one such individual, Professor G. Venkatraman. I would refrain from calling him the director of Radio Sai, for that title he strongly despises, as he believes Bhagwan is and Bhagwan alone will remain our director. Probably I can refer to him as the first mate of our ship, Swami being the captain. The first mate is the second in command of a ship, whom the captain carefully selects. He is one among the crew on whom the captain places all his trust. When Mr. Nobel and Mr. Samara approached Bhagwan and offered a radio channel which could carry Bhagwan's message to the entire world, Swami called for Professor Venkatraman. The captain had chosen his first mate. For as I said, sometimes we need inspiring men amongst us. And what is that inspiration that he exudes? Professor Venkatraman is 80 years old. But today, if God decides to make a day 80 hours long, Professor Venkatraman will still fill that day with work. That is his commitment to the cause. It was said before, and it is worth repeating over and over again, that Bhagwan alone is our master, and Radio Sai is one aspect of his unfolding master plan. In the year 2007, one Swami all of a sudden asked Venkatraman sir to speak about the importance of bhajan singing. Swami himself spoke after him on the same topic. But unknown to all on that day, Swami had silently inspired a bhajan channel. Venkatraman sir carried that inspiration to fulfillment, and today we have a 24-hour bhajan stream. In February 2011, Venkatraman sir was inspired to promise Swami that we would begin a 24-hour Telugu channel. And Swami gave us the strength to fulfill that promise on Guru Purnima Day 2011. Every venture of Radio Sai has a similar tale behind it. Bhagwan inspired it and Professor Venkatraman fostered it. We all know Professor Venkatraman as a scientist and as an administrator. But did you know that every song that was sung as part of the magnum opus Prema Pravaham was originally penned by him in English? The 30-episode serial Message of the Lord, which is spoken about, specially produced on Bhagwan's 85th birthday, was entirely scripted by him. And today, a good share of the content that Radio Sai transmits and the website carries are from him. His industriousness at this age inspires us, no doubt, but it also humbles us youngsters. Observing him, we know that when one is inspired by the Lord himself, age just becomes an afterthought. Me and my colleagues gathered here have just one goal, be it when we were students in his university or when we carry out our duties as members of Team Radio Sai. The goal is to please our beloved Swami. In 2007, when Swami blessed two of his students to work in Radio Sai, Swami had told them, "If you want to please me, please Venkatraman." Isn't this enough proof of how much trust Swami placed on Venkatraman, sir? Dearest Bhagwan, our expression of gratitude today will not be complete if we do not thank you for giving us an inspiration like Professor Venkatraman. We, the entire Radio Sai team, place a heartfelt gratitude at your lotus feet for the same. Brothers and sisters, it is with pleasure that I invite Professor Venkatraman, former Vice Chancellor Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning and currently Trustee Sri Satyasai Media Foundation to come and address us. Professor G. Venkatraman.
At the outset, I would like to offer humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Esteemed elders, dear sisters and brothers, and all of you mischief makers in Radio Sai. Yesterday, I was told I should say a few words. I thought of a few words. But today, as I sat here, when Karuna spoke, my heart sank. And when Bishu spoke, my heart almost stopped. I'd be wondering what is happening. Well, I recall something that happened many, many years ago. It was the inauguration of the Homi Baba Auditorium of the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research. I was present at that inauguration. It's a beautiful function laid out in the lawns, no pandal, no nothing, chairs in the open. Many dignitaries spoke. And the last person to speak was the governor of Maharashtra, Nawab Ali R. Jung, if I remember correct his full name. He was earlier the vice chancellor of the Osmania University. He took out his specs, polished it, looked at it like this, looked at it like this, not satisfied, he went on doing this. Then he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, there's really nothing wrong with my spectacles. I am going through this act because I am trying to find words to speak. And the reason why I am trying to find words to speak is the Prime Minister just stole my speech." Mrs. Indira Gandhi was in the audience, smiled. In other words, whatever he wanted to say had already been said by the Prime Minister. Today, two people played the role of Indira Gandhi. They are all sitting here. And you can sort of sympathize with me. Fortunately, I have got an interesting and hopefully also a juicy story. The gain is high. Nobody really knows what happened on that morning when Radio Sai was inaugurated. It was, you remember, a birthday. The previous day, I received a message from Purnachandra Hall where Swami was staying that I would have to speak. That night, that is the night of 22nd, after the convocation drama was over and all that, Mr. V. Srinivasan, you all know him, I don't have to introduce him here. I used to stay at that time in W1A7, and his apartment was just next to me. He came to me and said, "You see, there is a bit of uncertainty about tomorrow's program." So he said, "What happens? How do I know about the program?" He said, "I don't know who is going to speak. It may be either you or me." Then we made a deal. And the deal was that in the morning he would check with Swami. And when Swami came from there behind the bhaja, you know, all the Veda chanters and the bands and all that, Mr. Srinivasan would come slowly behind him. "I have to hide near this line here and look at him. If he is speaking, he would show this. If I am to speak, he was to show like this." So there I was sitting, and luckily the line didn't eat me because it was also looking at Swami. And he said, "You." So I had to quickly get ready to mentally welcome Bhagwan, offer him a rose, introduce him to the audience.
outline the program, make my speech, etc., etc. The moment came, and I requested Swami, you have to press a button. We had made a button here, and previous evening Mr. Chakravarti came and said, what sort of button is this? Put some flowers around it. So we hurriedly, at 10 o'clock at night, we managed to get some flowers and all that. Now, nobody knows how, when this button was pressed, the signal started going from Melbourne to the satellite and came here. There lies a story. So how do we do this? And we had planned a strategy, because there is no connection from here to Melbourne. Melbourne was the uplink station. Melbourne is in Australia, southeast of Australia, thousands of kilometers away. So Swami was here. He pressed the button. We had a big board and it lit up. Everybody clapped hands. And I said, it'll take 10 seconds for the signal to go from there to the moon and come back and all that blah I gave. We put one fellow there. He was to see Swami pressing the button. Another fellow near Bhagwan's chair in the bhajan hall. And right here in the mandir was our control desk. And there, standing near the desk, was Dr. Venugopal, formerly of ISRO, who was now the chairman of World Space India. He had two cell phones. In those days, cell phones were very rare. Both of them were online with connected to Melbourne, Mr. Graham. And he had to say, Graham, press the button now, start. So Swami presses the button, somebody sees there, and both the cell phones, the signal goes, and he sort of activates the program, and it came from here. And when that program finally was heard, I was the most relieved person in the entire audience. And the amazing thing is, from that day till today, Radio Sai is only expanded. We have no intentions of family planning. We are going to grow as much as possible. And we have, on that opening day, I think there were only 3 listeners. But today we have many. I should not forget to take this opportunity to mention that the person who was at the controls on that day, over there, he was at that time 90% of Radio Sai. He is not visible, like the ethereal waves, he is not visible, because he is always, even today he is there inside, Mr. Hari Nandakumar. Please give him a big hand. I know Hari will be embarrassed, but I owe a deep personal debt of gratitude to him, because in those early days, without him, we could not have gone anywhere. And he still helps us to this day. When I spoke on that day, in my bravado, I said, Swami, your message will be heard on top of the mountain, in the depth of the forest, in the ocean. You know, usual blah that you have to speak on that day. But imagine my surprise when about 4 years ago, we got an email from a gentleman whose name I think is Uday Naik. He works in the Merchant Navy as a second in command of a ship, a Japanese ship, which plies from somewhere in the Singapore, that area, to the Gulf, carrying cargo back and forth. This gentleman, Mr. Uday Naik, has to do watch duty on the deck, looking through binoculars, scanning the horizon. And there was a reason why he had to do it, because part of their course used to go through that region of the Arabian Sea, which was pirate infested. It was a very dangerous task. And he sought the permission of his captain to have a world space radio set so that he could listen to Swami and get comfort from him as he did his duty. So he then sent an email to us. And that is how we knew about it. Later on, he spoke by satellite phone. And when he came here, we even did an interview with him. So really speaking, it is heartwarming to hear of these kind of stories where you hear people somewhere listening to Swami's voice, Swami's message, and getting strength. We are very privileged to do all that. I think I have exceeded my time, so I will stop. But before I to move away, I would like to leave you with a small story. It does not concern Radio Sai except peripherally, and it's about a man named Mr. G.D. Birla, who is now no more. Mr. G.D. Birla was a very big industrialist. He had a big house in Delhi, and it was in that house that Mahatma Gandhi lived his last days. In fact, he was assassinated just as he was coming out of the house and going to the prayer meeting. Now, one fine day, Mr. G.D. Birla passed away, and he went to heaven. He was stopped at the gates. And St. Peter asked him, "What eligibility do you have to go inside?" Mr. Birla is reported to have said, "I have built a lot of temples." St. Peter shook his head and said, "No, they won't do." Birla was angry and said, "What do you mean? Why?" He said, "They are all called Birla temples. Just because you build Birla temples, how can I admit you to heaven? Try something else." So Birla said, "Okay, I have built a factory which produces cars. It's known as Ambassador. And every time a passenger gets into the car, he says, 'Oh my God, I make thousands of people remember God every day.' Now what do you say to this?" St. Peter said, "Walk in." Now if Mr. Birla could go into heaven with such flimsy excuse, I believe my passage would be much easier, since I have served Radio Sai loyally for 11 years and hope to serve for many more years. Thank you. And thank you, and Jai Sai Ram. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank not only the staff of Radio Sai, but all the volunteers, not only here, but all over the world. We are a very big family, radio family. Jai Sai Ram.
Today, we are happy to have with us another trustee of the Sri Sathya Sai Media Foundation sharing his thoughts with us. He is a person of immense knowledge and experience who has been handpicked by Bhagwan to guide the efforts of Radio Sai, Mr. S.S. Naganand. Mr. Naganand, who is also a trustee of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, is a qualified chartered accountant and a senior advocate by profession practicing at the Karnataka High Court and the Supreme Court of India. On behalf of all gathered here, I request Naganand sir to come and share his thoughts with us. Mr. S.S. Naganand.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I am in a worse position than Dr. Venkatraman as the last speaker of this afternoon's program, especially after hearing the inspired, informative, useful, humorous, incidental speeches made by all my predecessors. Actually, I am a kind of a misfit here, because I am neither a singer, and therefore I am not going to give you a song. I am not much of a speaker, as Dr. Venkatraman is, so I won't be able to regale you with stories. I also do not know why Bhagwan chose me to be a part of Radio Sai and the Media Foundation. I can only think of one reason. If a baby is to be born, you need a midwife. So Bhagwan thought, "Mahatta katta fellow, let's have him as the midwife." And so when the idea of the birth of the Media Foundation came, Bhagwan thought, "Here's a fellow who'll do the job." I still remember, after many, many rounds of discussion, we had great difficulty in persuading Swami that we need a trust to look after dissemination of Bhagwan's message, his teachings, and his universal love for all human beings, and most importantly, the dissemination of programs that are taking place in Prashanthi Nilayam. And I remember many times I had to go and literally catch hold of Bhagwan's feet and pray to him to say, Bhagwan, please allow this to happen. And every time Bhagwan would give some excuse, no, not necessary, who is going to look after this, why do we need it, whoever is there will come here, you don't worry, Bangaru. Bhagwan is trying to convince me that I should not trouble myself with these suggestions because Bhagwan is taking care. But the stubborn person that I was, I never let go, never missed a single chance to pray again and again and again, to say, Bhagwan, you must please bless this idea and allow the formation of a separate trust. And then the discussion took place and finally Bhagwan said, yes, I approve of this idea. We drafted the trust deed, we placed it before him. There was a great deal of discussion, deliberation about the contents of the document. Mr. Chakravarti, the then secretary, played a very crucial and an important role. And that's how the Media Foundation was born. Honestly, as the author of the trust deed, I can tell you that I never imagined that Radio Sai is going to become the backbone of the Media Foundation. It was really meant to disseminate it in other forms. But the minute Bhagwan identified and gave this task to Professor Venkatraman, I am 100% sure that Bhagwan's idea and plan was very clear in his own mind. It was way beyond what we had envisaged or imagined it to be as the object of foundation of the Media Foundation that was formed. And every time, it's my experience, whenever we think of some project on behalf of Bhagwan, Bhagwan would make it appear that you are doing everything. But invariably we found it was Bhagwan who was doing everything, but never gave you the feeling that he was doing it, and he gave you the feeling that you are doing it. That's exactly what Bhagwan used to do all the time. So that's what happened in the case of Media Foundation also. Anyway, we formed it, it's got off. Dr. Venkatraman must be given 100% credit for where it stands. Imagine an organization, firstly, which had no money, it had no budget, it had no office, it had no personnel except the young Dr. Venkatraman. And the task of recruiting the first employee was also given to him in an impromptu interview, which Bhagwan most of the time did. When he called somebody in for an interview, talked to us, sometimes suddenly he will call a boy and he asked, told me also many times, adugu, adugu, yeman adugu. Then after halfway through the question answer session, you will realize that this is an interview for selecting that person. And then it goes on like this, and of course Bhagwan is sitting there and he does the selection. So you all heard how the first interview took place. And it is these boys who are selected personally and directly by Bhagwan. Can you think of an organization which has zero attrition? No one has left the organization. And the salaries, the grand salaries that we pay them is something which we cannot mention in public. Still the boys, out of their love and affection for Bhagwan, they just don't want to leave. In fact, many times on some festive occasions, if I am going out of the room in the ashram at 10 o'clock or 10:30, I find the lights are all on. And sometimes I have just walked in and peeped and I find at least half a dozen boys sitting there. So I make bold and go inside and say, hey, are you guys not going to go back and go to sleep? He says, yes sir, we'll finish something. So what? When do you finish that thing? Maybe 12 o'clock. He said, when do you get back? No, we'll be here by 6, 6:30. Especially on festive occasions when there's early morning program and Bhagwan's timing was so uncertain. You see, you cannot get a band of dedicated people as you have in Sai, Radio Sai. And I therefore request everybody present here to raise their hands together and give a lusty round of applause to all the employees. Starting with Dr. Venkatraman. Can you think of somebody who works without asking for a raise Can you think of somebody who works without asking for leave? Can you think of somebody who works and works and works and doesn't expect you to give him any instructions? Now, this is one organization which runs in that fashion. Now, look at the boys who work. You all heard of the famous expression multitasking. When a cook is multitasking, he is preparing rasam, he is cooking the rice, he is also heating some water. In a pressure cooker, he's put some vegetables to be cooked. This we understand as multitasking. But have you thought of a cook who is cooking rice, sambar and rasam at the same time, also washing all the vessels? Intermittently he goes and washes your car. In a minute he goes upstairs, makes a bed and comes down. And at the same time he lays your table and the food is also served. This is the kind of multitasking that all our boys in Radio Sai are doing. You will see them sitting here and singing bhajans. You will see them spotting others what they are doing. You will see all of them holding cameras and going. On Thursdays you will see Bishu sitting live, which means hours and hours and hours of preparation. And on other days you will see them sitting and editing the footage that has come. You will see them reading what Dr. Venkatraman has written and preparing a text of the next episode that is going to be recorded. You will find them running behind dignitaries who come into the ashram to say, "Sir, you have to come, we have to speak to you." Famous artists and musicians who come, they are persuaded, cajoled, pulled into the stadium and the studio, and they finish the recording there. Now, you cannot find a band of dedicated people like this. At the same time, they are all great musicians. How did Swami select them? I remember Sai Krishna and others on the visit to Kodaikanal. Swami used to ask them to sit right in front and sing the songs. Those songs which they sang in front of Swami are reverberating in our mind all the time. These are the boys that Swami selected himself. So this is a divine institution. The fact that Swami handpicked these people, gave them all the enthusiasm, the energy, and gave them the will to stay here. Now that we don't have Swami physically amidst us, we only see Swami in this formless form that He is here with us. He continues to be here. He continues to inspire us. He continues to inspire them. It's okay for people like me who come here once a week or once in 2 weeks, spend a couple of hours here, spend some time here and go away. But to be here, give up all the attractions of the world. Give up your family connections. Get dedicated to what you're doing. Only one point agenda, and that point agenda is Swami, Swami, Swami. Swami's message, how are we going to do it? I mean, this kind of a dedicated team which Dr. Venkatraman has built is something which is to be proud of. It is impossible to achieve this without the grace of Bhagwan. And I immensely thank Bhagwan. And I pray to Bhagwan on this occasion to continue His benediction, particularly on the Radio Sai team and the leader of the team, Dr. Venkatraman, to give them long life, happy life. Presently, Dr. Venkatraman is on the verge of planning a trip overseas, the first one that he is going to be doing after many, many years. And some of us were joking with him today, "Have a nice holiday." He said, "What holiday? Out of 35 days, I'm going to be speaking on more than 30 occasions to a wide diaspora and also foreign audience which are not devotee audience." What kind of commitment does he have to these things? It's only that Bhagwan is inspiring all of us. Bhagwan is inspiring them. I would consider them to be role models for all devotees. And I would conclude by thanking Baba, thanking Bhagwan for giving us this band of dedicated people. You've all heard about the fantastic things that Radio Sai is achieving. We are hoping and praying that Bhagwan will guide us to enable us to put Radio Sai into every individual home in this country. Today it is going to every home which has a computer. It is going to those homes which have radio, world space radio. And we are hoping and praying that Bhagwan will guide us to enable us to put Radio Sai into every single home which has either a radio or a television set by various means which we are discussing. and we are fairly confident that we should be able to achieve what we are planning very, very shortly. These words, I thank Radio Sai team, I thank Dr. Venkatraman, and I thank all the band of listeners all over the world. It is the listeners who are giving them the enthusiasm. You heard about the emails that you are getting, the reactions that people are getting from every continent in the world. They're getting feedbacks. And personally speaking, even my granddaughter, when she picks up my wife's telephone, iPhone, she goes straight to Radio Sai. She presses Radio Sai and she says, Tata Bhajan Ak. And she now knows which channel has got bhajan. And she presses the bhajan channel. And if it's some song which is not her favorite song, she'll then say, Tata, give me your phone. And on my phone, I have downloaded some music and all. And she'll say, you play bhajan, Tata. Now, you see, exactly she knows what is where. And she's only 2.5, 3 years old. You see, this is the level of the reach of technology and how the Radio Sai has become such a popular thing with everybody across the world, irrespective of what age they belong to. And we must acknowledge that this is a fantastic tool which Bhagwan has placed in our hands, and we pledge to take this forward, to continue to do our best, and we pray for great blessings from Baba for the entire Radio Sai team. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at Bhagwan's lotus feet. I express my deep sense of gratitude to Professor Venkatraman and Mr. Naganand sir for sharing their thoughts on this memorable occasion for us. Time is running out. I would like to just share 2-3 important instances which are so important for all of us. When Bhagwan inaugurated the Prashanti Digital Studio in the month of August, on that occasion, after watching a short documentary on the Anantpur Water Project, Swami said, like this, many films, many old films are going to come to this place. 2 years after this, again in this month of August, August 21st to be precise, right on this dais, Swami declared, my students are spreading my message through Radio Sai Global Harmony. And then he added, in the future, many great events are going to take place. The country need not fear. It is a matter of joy for me to see that the students are future leaders. That is simply Bhagwan's love and also the confidence that he has on us, his students. When my colleague Sunil was blessed by Swami to work inside the ashram in 2001, Bhagwan told him, when I speak, the whole world will hear my voice. You go and work there. Mind you, at that time, no one had any clue about Radio Sai, let alone work for Radio Sai. Dr. Michael Noble came only in September, but Swami told this to Sunil in August. And today, by Bhagwan's grace, we have 18 former students working in various sections of the Prashanti Digital Studio, which consists of Sri Satya Sai Media Foundation as well as the media division of Sri Satya Sai Sadhana Trust. It is His grace that today it is truly Radio Sai Global Harmony, because as sirs were mentioning, we have volunteers spread across continents who have eagerly joined hands with us in this ennobling mission. Other day you heard that the All India President has signed a memorandum of understanding, so the Sai organization and Radio Sai are now in a tighter bond to spread the message of Bhagwan. But for all these volunteers who willingly spare their time, energy and resources, Radio Sai would not have been what it is today. When we had the privilege of Bhagwan's physical form, our greatest satisfaction was when he heard our programs, when he saw our videos, or when he read our articles. But now, as sir was mentioning, we receive mails from all over the world, very moving mails, and every time we receive an encouraging email complimenting our efforts, we feel it is Swami telling us, Bangaru, chala bagundi, nenu unnanu, nenu chusukunnanu. It is this feeling of gratitude, it is this feeling of working for him which is our source of motivation in Radio Sai every morning. There is no other mission more gratifying and more fulfilling than this. Bhagwan, we are ever grateful to you for bestowing on us this lovely chance of a lifetime. Bhagwan, we offer ourselves at your lotus feet and pray that you continue to hold our hands and guide us so that we may be effective and efficient instruments, just like the flute, to be the carrier of the music of your story, your glory, and your message. Dear brothers and sisters, my heartfelt thank you, gratitude from the bottom of my heart to all of you for being so patient in being here till 6:45 and listening to our presentation. My deep sense of gratitude to one and all. We will end with two songs. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Bhagwan जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक हरि महेश्वर तुम जय जगदीश हरे शिवजना श्री करा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपतांडवा तुम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता
सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ओ शांति शांति
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।